Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, December 13th, 2013. I don't know. It's at least Friday the 13th when they happen in December, isn't it? I mean, you can't really have any spooky fun when people are doing, Christmas carols or... So This Is Christmas is playing over the loudspeaker in the parking lot at the big box store you're going to. Could I at least get a Monster Mash? I know it's Halloween, but something. Anyway... What do we got this week? We got news for movies and toys. If you want video game news, that's the other episode. But in movie news, last week at the box office, Frozen from Disney was number one with $31.6 million. The Hunger Games Catching Fire, number two, $26.2 million. Out of the Furnace, continuing the fire metaphor, $5.2 million. Thor the Dark World, $4.8 million. Rounding out the top five was Delivery Man, $3.7 million. This week... You can go see The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, depending on how you want to pronounce it. I'll be holding off until probably Christmas Eve. It's a good holiday tradition to go to the movies on Christmas Eve if you don't have kids, because there's no one there. That's pretty much it. There's no one there. You have the theater to yourself and screw everybody else. It's great. It's great. Tyler Perry's A Medea Christmas, which I actually thought they already made. Saving Mr. Banks. American Hustle. Ours and other movies are also in limited release. So really, you can't go wrong going to the movies this week. There's almost something for everybody. Which, when does that happen? Well, almost everybody. I guess if you're a little kid, you can go see Frozen again. Disney now owns Indiana Jones, which probably means sequels. It was pointed out to me this week over email. This is great. You'll love this. The guy who played old Indiana Jones in the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles back in the 1990s is 4 years older when that was shot, then Harrison Ford is now. So Indy is old Indy. I see no eye patch, see no cane, but good for him. And the whole old guy action genre is a rather remarkable thing. And it gave us Machete, so I'm not complaining. But I'm very curious to see how Indy 5 turns out. Hopefully very good. And if they wait too long, if it ends up being a mocap movie like The Adventures of Tintin, which if you haven't seen and you do enjoy Raiders of the Lost Ark, I do recommend it. That could be good. Johnny Cash has a new album coming out next year, despite being dead, called Among the Stars. It was recorded in the early 1980s. Adam Sandler topped the list of the most overpaid actors according to Forbes. He beat out Katherine Heigl, who has had a free ride for far too long. Sony confirmed the rumor that's not a rumor. They will be spinning off Spider-Man movies and making their own little Marvel film universe with Venom and the Sinister Six. I don't know how a Sinister Six movie would work. I'm assuming like Ocean's 11, only with five fewer people. Ed Helms, according to Variety, is set to star in a remake, or a new version, of The Naked Gun in the role of Frank Drebin. Neat. SNL held auditions this week for a new cast member. I don't know if it was announced or leaked, but it was all over the press that they're specifically in Los Angeles. I think they were in the Groundlings Theater looking for a black female comic because they don't really have a lot of ladies. Not for a while. I guess Kenan Thompson in a wig or a dress is only so much fuel for a substitution there. So hooray, new cast member. Looking forward to it. It's going to be good. I'm saying it's going to be good. I like the show. Simon Pegg has been cast as the lead in a new movie with the Monty Python guys in it. It's called Absolutely Anything, will be directed by Terry Jones, and will have the voices of most of the Pythons. There will be aliens. There will be voiceovers. I assume it will be funny. I don't know if I explicitly read it was a comedy anywhere. That's what I mean by that. On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's not too late. Not just a name of maternity wedding dresses, but also our sale. There's a Christmas sale, and it's not too late. Is that a tasteless joke? It probably was. Just ignore that. Don't tell anyone I said that. But anyway, we have up to 50% off dozens of great items. Batman items, Superman items, Doctor Who items, things with far more decorum than this podcast. You can get them now, or you cannot. Not my problem. Whatever you feel like doing. If you already got your Christmas gifts done, good for you. But we got a couple dozen pretty good items. I want to say, let's pull up a sale right now and tell you what we got on the top of the list here. We got Doctor Who mini journals, a convention exclusive. We have Mazinger Z and Shokugan action figure robots of varying price points. Cylon bobbleheads, Walking Dead figures, Ghostbusters figures. 3¼-inch. No, these aren't 3¼-inch. New 52 Flash and Vibe figure 2-pack. And a Forbidden Planet Robbie the Robot deformed action figure. That's pretty cool. I like that a lot. Oh, we also have Darth Vader's FX lightsabers, Scooby-Doo figures, G.I. Joe Eagle Hawk helicopter. Well, there's a lot of stuff on sale pretty cheap, 25 to 50% off range. So check those out. Sale ends soon. Obviously, if you wait too long, it won't show up in time for Christmas. But if that doesn't matter to you, you can wait a couple of days, I guess, and hope they don't sell out. In toy news, the Transformers Collectors Club confirmed Hasbro has a Transformers Generations Rat Trap coming. So Beast Wars fans, it's time to get excited. Waspinator was great. I just got mine this week. I love it. It's great. If you didn't order the set from us, you should. So I'm assuming Rat Trap's going to be great. And I think that pretty much finishes up the Season 1 Maximals, depending on if you count Optimus Primal as being done or not. New Hot Wheels due any day now. The Flintmobile, Prototype H24, and Double Canopy Stylized Batmobile. Some of these use existing tooling, but if you were like me, you consistently missed the Flintmobile, and you like the Flintstones car. I got my Jetsons car, I got my Mystery Machine, but I don't have a Flintmobile, so I'm going to get a Flintmobile. I suggest you do the same. Color's a little different, a little more muted, but I'll take what I can get. New arrivals include The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug, Azog Bobble, no, not Bobble, Pop Final figure, does not bobble. No confusion. We have new pre-orders up for Transformers Generations Wave 8. That includes Scoop, Armada, Starscream, Minicons, and a Fall of Cybertron-inspired Skywarp. I want that. Finding Nemo Pop Vinyl figures are up, including Dory, Nemo, Crush, and Bruce. We have a new Fantasy Figure Gallery Space Host Girl, Kira. It's a resin statue, 1/6 scale. You'll like it. Also, a Full Metal Ghost 18-inch light-up action figure from 3A. Ashley Wood's Brainchild puts out some of the finest high-end figures, and we're happy to offer this one. You should check it out. You could also not check it out, but why would you want to live a life like that? I don't understand. I almost forgot. Funko sent along some new pictures of the Super 7 Alien Reaction figures. This is really exciting because, A, they're in the country, and B, they're in the country. There's little this year that I think got old guys more excited than this, because back in the 1990s, we read about this in Tomart's Action Figure Digest as this great Alien action figure line Kenner was going to make in 1979, and then thought better of it for obvious reasons, such as seeing the movie. They're being made now. If you pre-ordered it at San Diego Comic-Con with an early bird set, you got a blue envelope with the display base and some other cool stuff. Now, if you got that, your card backs coming in the mail from Super 7 will be blue. If you ordered it elsewhere, the borders will be black. They look great either way. We have carded figure photos on our site right now. Do check them out. It's the 6x9 card back that the old Star Wars figures had. In case you didn't know, almost all 3¾-inch Star Wars figures up until 2009 were 6 inches by 9 inches. And if you look at most of Kenner's 3¾-inch output, a lot of old figure lines, they were the same dimensions. Why? Couldn't tell you. But it's a consistency thing. It's important to get it. It's an important detail. If you're making a retro figure, it's got to be 6x9. And the figures are Dallas, which you can see the character Dallas on the card back. Ripley, same. Alien, same. Interestingly, Kane, you don't see his face. There's a lens flare sort of a thing, a shine, a reflection on his helmet. So you don't see the actor at all, John Hurt. And Ian Holm as Ash has a picture of the alien on the card back and not Ian Holm. The figure likenesses are, well, they're Kenner figures. So, you know, if you collected old Star Wars back in the day, like I did, any likeness accuracy is almost purely coincidental. They were going for a different look. There were different styles back then, different aesthetics. Deadlines, I assume, were a big part of it, but certain figures just didn't look like the guy. They looked kind of like the guy. They looked like the character. And that's kind of what was going on here. So I am stupendously excited to get these. We have pre-orders still open for the set of 5 or just the Alien if you want them. If you don't like Alien stuff, hey, no skin off my nose, don't order them. More for the rest of us. I got the prototypes from Comic-Con, and wonderful, wonderful little figures. Not prototypes, you know, the blue exclusive set. It's a fantastic item. I don't know when they'll be here for sure, so I don't want to say it makes a great Christmas gift, but it certainly will make a late Christmas gift that's really, really good if it doesn't show up on time. I mean, I wouldn't complain if you gave me these things in February. Valentine's Day. Nothing says I love you like a movie about a creature that bursts out of your heart. Come on. It's great. So check those out. I'm going to talk about them probably at length on the Figure of the Week or Toy of the Week podcast when those come in. So fair warning. This week we are going to talk about some video games and another toy. So I'm going to finish up here. Thanks for listening. See you guys on the next podcast. I have to save the file and get back to work. Check out our Twitter or Facebook feeds. And we're having new sales all the time. We got lots of items on sale right now. And free shipping continues for a few days longer. How many? Ain't telling. But you can get free shipping right now if you spend $50 on in-stock items at Entertainment Earth. I suggest Saga Legends Wave 2, Star Wars, Hasbro. You get all of Wave 1 and Wave 2 in one box. And let me tell you, you're going to want a lot of that Stormtrooper. I'm going to stop talking now. Goodbye.